किए जा,
सवाल किए जा।
वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। दिस इज योर होस्ट विद्या हियर इन द स्टूडियो विद थ्री मोर कंटेस्टेंट्स फॉर एन आवर ऑफ क्विजिंग फन। द शो इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड, अमेजिंग प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम दैट हैज अ वेरी यूनिक इंडिविजुअलाइज्ड अप्रोच टू एजुकेशन। So don't forget to check them out at safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. They have over 18 locations in the Bay Area and they keep coming up with more every month or so. So be sure to check out their locations and see if there's one close to you. Do visit them and check out their open houses. Go and visit them and see them in action and see if that might be a right fit for your preschooler or for your elementary school kid who needs an after-school program that will really provide them with a lot of input in terms of chess, computer science, languages, robotics, Bollywood dance. The choices are endless. So if you haven't done it already, go visit safarikidusa.com or like their page on Facebook, Safari Kid. More importantly, like our Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook. If you're listening to the show, that means you've been enjoying it. And I want to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our announcements. And also that this is a way to show your support to our page, Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. Don't forget to like it. Today, I want to give a shout out to two locations of Safari Kid. The first one is in Livermore. I believe this is a relatively new branch. They have a preschool program and a kindergarten after-school program. So, yay, Livermore! Woohoo! And also a brand new location in Sterling, Virginia. I know for people in the Bay Area, they're saying, Virginia, why do we care? But hey, this is their first branch in the East Coast. And it's sort of a proof that this is a very successful franchise. And they've been doing something right because they're loved by parents and kids. And their methods have proven quite effective. So again, all locations of the Bay Area can be found at safarikidusa.com under the contact button, safarikidusa.com. We also have this new initiative that I've been talking about where we showcase a young musician every week. I'm going to request once again to all the parents and kids listening on the show, if you're learning a musical instrument, we would like to see some of your performances. Even if you're just a newbie, you've just started learning, you're young, you've just picked up an instrument, we'd love to hear something from you. We have the opportunity for your child to come and play live in the studio. So that's something that you should absolutely take us up on that. And the way to get in touch with us is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. But if you'd also like to send us an MP3 or a YouTube link, because I'm sure when your child had a recital, you or the child's uncle or grandpa or grandma were recording the whole thing, if you want to send us a link to that or a file, we would love to have that as well. We just want some information about your child as well, so we can proudly present their musical accomplishment. Today, in fact, we're going to be playing a classical song sung by Varna. We're going to be playing it in the second break, so do look out for that. We're very, very proud of this initiative that we have. And this is a way to just say well done to all those young musicians in our community who are trying so hard to learn music. In fact, learning music is like learning another language, right? So they're virtually learning a second language. And sometimes it's a connection to their roots in India. So that's wonderful. And sometimes it's just something they do for fun. So either way, we would love to hear their pieces. So please do send us your child's pieces at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, that was a lot of opening talk. Now it's time to meet our contestants in the studio. Our contestants today are fifth graders. Have I got that right?
Yes.
Yes, all right. And our first contestant is Mamta. Welcome to the show, Mamta.
Hi.
So, Mamta, tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your school? What do you like to do for fun?
My school is Forest Park, and what I like to do for fun is play and do art.
You'd like to do art too? Last week also we had a painter on the show. Do you paint or do you just draw?
Both.
And what is there, anything specific or just anything that takes your fancy?
I like to draw cartoon animals.
Nice. Oh, lovely. Hey, if you send us a picture, we'll put it up on the Facebook page, the Safari Quiz Show page. How about that?
Okay.
And is there one animal that's easy to draw or there's one animal that's really hard to draw?
The easiest one I've drawn is a cat, and the hardest was a dog.
And do they have names?
No.
Just funny-looking animals?
Yes.
Do you draw comic strips with those animal characters?
No.
Not yet? Maybe there's something you think about, right? Welcome to the show, Mamta. It's so nice to have you. Have you been listening to the show at all?
This is my first time.
Okay, all right. So I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Our next contestant is Sinchana. Welcome back to the show, Sinchana.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and this is my third time coming on the show. And I like to sketch and read and play outside with my friends.
All right, so we have two budding artists. You must send me something of yours, too. We'd love to show off what you do. What do you like to sketch?
Well, I like to sketch humans.
Humans? All right, portraiture is really hard to do. Whenever I sketch humans, I omit the eyes because the eyes are so difficult to draw. Is it difficult to draw animal eyes too, Mamta?
If they're cartoon, they're easy. If they're real, they're hard.
They're hard. There you go. And Sinchana, what are you reading these days?
Well, these days I'm not really reading any series. I'm reading random books I find in a library.
Anything that interests
you? Like Nancy Drew.
Oh, you like detective fiction?
Yes.
Some people like fantasy a lot. That seems to be a genre that's really popular these days. And a lot of books are being written in the fantasy genre. But it's so great to see someone who likes Nancy Drew. I used to read Nancy Drew when I was a kid. So they've been around for a long time. And they're still fun, huh? All right. Yay for Nancy Drew. And our third contestant is Vrisha. Welcome to the show, Vrisha.
Hi, my name is Vrisha, and one of my favorite activities is playing outside with my friends.
Yeah? All of you, do you play particular games or just make up stuff?
Sometimes we make up games, and sometimes we just play hide and seek or tag or something.
Do you live in a community with lots of kids your age?
We have a couple of kids. Some kids are older, so we call out our brothers, and like they play.
They play? Okay, so is it like street games?
Yeah, most of the time we ride our scooters or bikes or something.
What fun. It's great to have a childhood like that, so I envy you. Well done. All right. So are you girls ready?
Yes.
We'll go over the rules one more time because we have two brand new contestants on the show. So we have three categories, 10 questions each. And each time I ask a question, you get to buzz the buzzer. We did a little practice before the show. So you buzz the buzzer and the buzzer will tell me who buzzed first. And only that person gets to answer. Once your light has buzzed, you have to answer the question. And if you get it right, 10 points. If you get it wrong, -5. But if the answer is not correct and the question passes to the next person in a counterclockwise direction, then you have an option to say pass if you don't know. Because after all, your buzzer didn't buzz. So why should you be forced to answer the question? So you can say pass. If you try and answer, you get 5 points. If you try and get it wrong, it's -5. Okay, got it? And today, very special, we have an audio round. It's going to be our second round. And in that audio round, we are going to play snippets of movie dialogues. Movie dialogues, and they're from movies that the kids are going to be fairly familiar with. They're English movies. And then the kids have to identify the movie. Okay? It's going to be a lot of fun. I tried it out with my daughter, and she had a lot of fun with it. So I think it'll be fun. Our first category, though, is 7-letter words. Okay? Before we start, we always do a little buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are working so that nobody can complain later. How about you, Mamta? Okay, Sinchana and Risha. Okay, buzzers are working. Are you ready?
Yes.
Michael has kindly arranged all my points counters here with me. This red one is 10 points and this white one is 5 points. Okay? All right. First question in our category, 7-letter words. Fictional creature, half fish, half woman.
Mermaid.
Mermaid. Very good. Sinchana was the quickest to calculate that there were 7 letters in that word. Very good. Question number 2. Another word for hot tub with lots of spray nozzles. Another word for hot tub with lots of spray nozzles. You like sitting in the...
bathtub?
Bathtub, no. I already said tub, so that wouldn't be part of the word. You owe me 5 points. Question passes. No, you don't have to buzz in. Question passes to Mamta.
Pass.
Jacuzzi.
Very good. 5 points to you. Okay, question number 3. Someone who doesn't believe in God. Someone who doesn't believe in God. It's a little hard word, but think about it. You have a few minutes. Someone who doesn't believe in God. No? Blanking? An atheist. Atheist. Theist is someone who believes in God. Atheist is someone who doesn't believe in God. It's spelled A-T-H-E-I-S-T. Atheist. Okay. Question number 4. System of math using variables founded in the Middle East. System of math using variables where you have X and Y.
Algebra.
Algebra. Very good. 10 points to Sinchana. Good job. Question number 5. What you wear on Halloween?
Costume.
Costume. Whoa, she's fast. Good job. Question number 6. Jessie from Toy Story 2 is a... Jessie from Toy Story 2.
Cowgirl.
Cowgirl. Awesome. You owe me 5 points, so here's 5. Okay. Question number 7. Form of carbon that is very sparkly and valuable. Form of carbon that is very sparkly and valuable.
Diamond.
Diamond. Excellent. 10 points to Sinchana again. Question number 8. Imaginary line bisecting the earth horizontally. Imaginary line bisecting the earth in the middle horizontally.
Equator.
Equator. 10 points to Mamta, who counted faster than Sinchana this time. Good job. All right, next question. Question number 9. What's at the center of an atom? What's at the center of an atom?
Nucleus.
Nucleus. Excellent. I'm sure Michael's having a good time with them going, 1, 2, 3. Good thing they have 7 fingers.
7 fingers.
They need 7 fingers, right? Minimum. Okay, question number 10. When it comes to eating, shrimp, crab, lobsters and all are labeled as what?
Seafood.
Seafood. Very good. So you can see we went all over the place with our 7-letter words, but that was our last question. So now, regular listeners of the show know, we have a listener question coming up. It's not open to the kids in the studio. This is just for all our loyal, faithful listeners at home. And here's our call-in number, 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here is the category, 7-letter words. And parents, you don't need to help your kids with this. They will get it, no matter how old or young they are. And the question is, crunchy food best associated with movies. Crunchy food best associated with movies. And let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Harish. The answer is popcorn.
Harish or Anish?
Harish.
Harish. Thank you, Harish.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Arav, and I think the answer is popcorn.
Thank you, Arav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think it's popcorn.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vedta, and the answer is popcorn.
What's your name again?
Vedta.
Spell it. What? I didn't get your name at all. It sounded like Datta to me, but I'm pretty sure that's not it.
D-E-D-S-A-I.
It still sounded like Datta. Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is popcorn.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pradeep. The answer is popcorn.
Thank you, Pradeep. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ishan, and I think the answer is popcorn.
Thank you, Ishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is popcorn.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is popcorn.
Thank you, Aisha. And last caller for first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayan, and my answer is popcorn.
And is that Ayan?
Yes.
Thank you, Ayan. And Ayan was our last caller for the first question. I know there's lots of people waiting because they know the answer, but don't worry. We have 2 more rounds coming up, and so therefore 2 more questions. We're going to go take a break now, and when we come back from the break, we will, this time it'll be Risha's turn to pick the winner from all our correct answers, and then we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. And next one is our audio round. So if you've been doing anything, drop everything and come back and listen to the show, okay? G-A-J-A.
Sa.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Mamta, Sinchana and Risha. And we've been having a lot of fun with our first round, which is our seven-letter word round. And the listener question, what was that, Sinchana? So the listener question was, what is the crunchy food associated with movies? And of course, everyone got it right. And from all the correct answers, it was Risha's turn to pick the winner, and she's going to announce it now.
The winner for the first listener question was Pradeep.
All right. Pradeep, here's what you have to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. You mention your name, the question, the answer, and the date of the show. And please, please, please send us the email today. If you're not driving, actually, do it right now. Okay. So that was Pradeep. And let's see how the kids in the studio have been doing with our first round, which was our seven-letter word round. And first, let's go. Mamta, how many points do you have?
20.
Into the mic.
Oh, 20.
20 points. Sinchana?
45.
And Risha?
15.
It's very close at this point. Very close, because we have 20 more questions. So this could go any way. So girls, let's quickly do a buzzer check and then we'll get on to our audio round. All right. Okay, so this one is an audio round where I have picked out snippets of dialogues or movie themes sometimes. And the kids have to guess the movie. Okay? And I had so much fun with this. I hope you have as much fun. And I hope our listeners have as much fun too. Okay, go for it. The first one.
My dear friends, you are now about to enter the nerve center to the entire Wonka factory. Inside this room, all
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory
become realities.
I will accept that, though this is actually from the older movie, which is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the Gene Wilder in it. But most people are familiar with the newer one, which is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and the book is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So I'm going to give you that. All right, next one.
Hello, my name is Marlin. I'm a clownfish.
A clownfish? Really? Don't tell us a joke.
Oh, go for it.
I love jokes.
Nemo?
What? Okay,
this,
question.
Oh,
question passes to Risha.
Pass.
Question passes to Mamta.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Oh. And you owe me 5 points. Finding Nemo it is. All right. Okay, next one.
Marlin.
No, next one.
How dare you open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet? My eyeballs could have been sucked from their socket.
Let's do that again, Michael.
How dare you open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet? My eyeballs could have been sucked from their socket.
Planet 51?
No, not Planet 51. It's about a very funny... Well, it's not about him. He's one of the characters in a very funny movie, but he thinks he's a real spaceman. The question passes to Mamta.
Pass.
Go
pass.
For... No, take a chance. You have lots of points. Toy Story. That's Buzz Lightyear. Okay, next one.
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs eat man. Woman inherits the earth.
Did you hear it? I heard it very clearly on my this thing, but I don't know if the girls heard it. Michael, maybe again with a little louder.
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs eat man. Woman.
Woman inherits the earth. So it's a story about man creating a dinosaur and dinosaurs eating man. The first of the series. By the way, all the movies are the first of their series. Which is the movie about men creating dinosaurs? Out of... Yes.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Very good. And it's really funny quote. It says, God creates man. Man creates dinosaurs, right? And she says, dinosaurs eat man, women inherit the earth. So it's really funny. Okay, next one. You missed one, by the way. I can see. Okay, we'll go back to it.
Jarvis, you there?
That's your service, sir.
Gauge heads-up display?
Check.
Higher volume.
Four-door preferences from home interface.
Will do, sir.
All right, what do you say?
I have indeed been uploaded, sir.
We're online and ready.
We start the virtual walk around.
Importing preferences and calibrating virtual environment.
We check on control surfaces.
As you wish.
I'll give you some cues afterwards. So, let's listen to it one more time.
Jarvis, you there?
At your service, sir.
Engage heads-up display.
Check.
Port all preferences from home interface.
Will do, sir.
If you still can't get it, I'll give you some more clues. If you want to wait for the clues before guessing, that's okay.
All right, what do you say?
I have indeed been uploaded, sir. We're online and ready.
The second one is the computer voice.
Walk around.
Importing preferences and calibrating virtual
Transformers?
No, but that's a really good guess. But it's one of the Avengers. One of the Avengers, and he wears a red metal suit.
Iron Man.
You didn't... Oh, it wasn't your turn. Did you know that, Sinjana? Be honest. Okay, in that case, I will give her 5 points. It passes, remember? Okay. Yes, Iron Man it is. Okay, next one. Let's go back to the one that we missed out on. Yeah. I find that really funny.
Dad! Dad? Dad.
Yes?
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum?
You do dum dum, you give me gum gum.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I have no gum gum, sorry. And my name isn't Dum Dum. My name's Larry.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. Very good. 10 points to Risha. That's exactly right.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that? Okay, next one. This is a tune, not a dialogue. Very popular theme tune.
The Incredibles?
No. You know what? Great answer. Because the Incredibles theme tune is built on this tune. It's very similar. But it's not. So minus five. Mamta, it passes to you. That was a really good guess, by the way.
Pass.
Mission Impossible. No, you wouldn't know this. Maybe it's a little, yeah, older movie for you. But it's a very famous tune. Okay, next one. Not that one. Yeah, next one. Oh, no, not that. Yeah, that one.
Hey, whoa, just where do you think you're going? Master Luke is your rightful owner now. We'll have no more of this Obi-Wan Kenobi gibberish. And don't talk to me of your mission.
Star Wars.
Very good. I always like it when a girl knows that answer. Good for you. Okay, next one.
Never watched it.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open.
And I'll give you more
yes
clues.
Yes to the first, yes to the second, but only insofar as we keep to the shallows as much as possible.
That seems a bit contradictory, Captain.
I have every faith in your reconciliatory navigational skills, Master Gibbs. Now, where is that monkey? I want to shoot something.
No? Let's listen to it one more time.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Yes to the first, yes to the second, but only insofar as we keep to the shallows as much as possible.
That seems a bit contradictory.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Very good. Good job, Mamta. Okay. And do we have any more? One more, I think, right? Yeah, one more before we go to the listener question. Small one, so pay attention.
Toto? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Again.
Toto? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
The Wizard of Oz!
Yes, it is. Very
Toto,
good. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right. Okay, so that was the end of our audio round, and it's now time for our listener question for all our listeners at home. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. This is going to be so easy. The kids in the studio are going to kick me. Okay. You can't answer, though. Okay. Yes, go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Louder.
I'll fix it. Tim, Mark, Phil. This is very important. You have to get the little girl a new unicorn toy.
Oh, my gosh.
Bat boy? No. Bat boy.
Ah,
Yes, everybody knows it. Yes, I know you would kick me.
Go.
But we have lots of listeners who are much younger than you, so I have to keep it easy for them. One more time. And a little bit louder. I thought that, I guess the recording is really soft. Yeah.
Okay, okay. I'll fix it. Tim, Mark, Phil. This is very important. You have to get the little girl a new unicorn toy.
Yes, that's enough, I think. Okay, let's go to our first caller. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is despicable me.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Ronit, and the answer is despicable me.
What's your name, Ronit?
I mean,
what's your name again?
Ronit.
Ronit. Okay, thank you, Ronit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is despicable me.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti Garola, and the answer is despicable me.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. Oops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aryan, and my answer is despicable me.
Thank you, Aryan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is despicable me.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is despicable me too.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish, and I think the answer is despicable me too.
Is it Anish or Anoop?
Ayush.
Ayush. Got it. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is despicable me.
Thank you, Ignore, and last caller for question number two. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is despicable me one.
Thank you, Shreya, and Shreya was the last caller on the line, last caller that we can take today. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Sinchana. But before we go on break, we have a beautiful little musical piece by Varna. She was one of our contestants in the studio, and I think she performed live for us as well, this song. But it's a really nice classical song, and you can see what difference we have. We had somebody singing Bollywood song 2 weeks ago. Last week was a little violin piece, and this time it's a South Indian classical piece. So, Michael, take it away.
Mutukareya shota mungiti mutyamu viru uttarani mahimala devaki sutudu mutukareya shota mungiti mutyamu viru uttarani mahimala devaki sutudu antaninta bolle tala Arachiti manikamu Pantamare kamsumi palivachamo Antaninta ole dala Arachiti manikamu Pantamare kamsumi palivachamo Kantula muru lokala garuda paccha pusa Kantula muru lokala garuda paccha pusa Chantala malo nunna chinni krishnudu Chantala malo nunna chinni krishnudu Muddugare yashoda mungiti mutyamu viru Chittarani mahimala devaki sutudu Rati keli rukmini gi nangamo vipagadamu Mithi goi vardhanaku govedikamu Rati keli rukmini gi nangamo vipagadamu Mithi goi vardhanaku govedikamu சந்தமாய் சங்க சக்கராலா சந்துல வைடூரியாமோ சத்தமாய் சங்க சக்கராலா சந்துல வைடூரியாமோ கத்தியே மம்மோ காச்சே கம்மலா சுடு கத்தியே மம்மோ காச்சே கம்மலா சுரு முத்துக்காரே யசோதா முங்கிட்டு ஓட்டியாமோ வீடு சித்தராணி மகிமலா தேவகி சுத்துரு காலிங்குலி தலலா பை கப்பின புஷரகமோ ஏலேதி ஸ்ரீ வெங்கடாத்ரி இந்திரநாமோ காலிங்குலி தலலா பை புஷரகமோ ஏலேதி ஸ்ரீ வெங்கடாத்ரி இந்திரநாமோ பல ஜல மெதிலோ நாபல பாய நிவ்ய ரத்னமோ பல ஜல மெதிலோ நாபாய நிவ்ய ரத்னமோ பாலுனி வாலே தெருகி பத்மநாபுரு பாலுனி வாலே தெருகி பத்மநாபுரு முத்துகாரே யசோதா முங்கிட்டி மோட்டியமு வீரோ சித்தராணி மகிமலா தேவகி சுதுரு.
All right. That was Varna. A little bit about Varna. Varna is a second grader at Olivera Elementary School. She has been learning Carnatic music since she was 4.5 years old under Guru Vaidehi's version. So Varna, wonderful job. It was just very impressive. And that was a long piece for a second grader. That was very, very well done. And if you have a child who also learns music and you would like to share some of their music with us, please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I hope that gave you the incentive and encouraged you to think about sending your children's piece as well to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And that was long enough for a break, so Jieja!
Sabal Jieja!
Welcome back, and we are ready to play our third category. But before we do that, let's see who won our second audio round question. It was an easy question. Some of you said one or two, doesn't matter. We picked the winners from all. Everybody was right. So we're going to pick the winner. Who picked it? Sinchana picked the winner. And Sinchana, who won our second round?
Da, 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 da. Pooja!
Pooja again! All right. Pooja, well done. Well done, Pooja. That's a reward for being a very, very loyal listener. And of course, some luck. But that's great, and congratulations, and you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please do so today and mention the question and the answer as well. Well, in this case, you won't be able to mention the question, but just mention your answer. Okay, let's see what the scores are in the studio. Mamta.
50 points.
Sinchana.
60.
Okay, and Vrisha.
20.
20. It's still very close. This is a very even round so far. I might have to prepare for a tiebreaker. Happens sometimes. Are you girls ready? Flags of the world is the category. It's a really difficult category to do on the radio because it's really a visual category. But I'm going to give them a description of the flag. And of course, because it's really hard to imagine a flag without looking at the picture, I'm also going to give them an extra clue about the country at the end. Of course, you're free to buzz in any time during the question if you think you know it. All right? Ready? Let's do a buzzer test. Mamta. Sinchana. And Risha. All right. Everybody's buzzers are working. Question number one in our flags round. Green and white flag with a white crescent and one star.
Pakistan.
Awesome! Someone came prepared. If you asked me that question, I would not be able to answer it without the extra clue. Excellent. I was going to say neighbor of India. I didn't have to. Question number two. White flag with red sphere in the center. White flag with red...
Japan.
It's Japan. Japan. Vrisha buzzed in first. Question number three. Red and white flag with maple leaf.
Canada.
Canada. Very good. 10 points to Sinchana. Question number four. Red flag with a plus sign in the center.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Woo! Risha, well done. Question number 5. Flag with 3 horizontal bands of white at the top, blue next, and red. Flag with 3 horizontal bands.
Pants.
No, that is not correct. White on the top. Question passes to... Oh, minus 5 first. Yes. Let's do that. And question passes to Vrisha. I didn't even finish the question, but you're welcome to try and answer.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Flag with 3 horizontal bands of white, blue, and red. White on the top, then blue, then red.
Large Netherlands?
No, that is not country. That's not correct. And I didn't still haven't finished the question. Largest country in Asia. So there's only one person left to answer that question, and that's Mamta. Flag with 3 horizontal bands of white, blue, and red. Largest country in Asia by size, not by population, by size.
Pass.
It's Russia. It's Russia, yes. Okay, question number 6. Red flag with 1 big yellow star and 4 smaller yellow stars.
China.
China. Awesome. Risha is well prepared. Good job. Okay, and I'm going to finish it out. Do you know what the 1 big yellow star and 4 smaller yellow stars represent? The 1 big yellow star is the central leadership because it's a communist country. And the 4 stars represent the 4 social classes in the country. Like workers, government, etc. Question number 7. Flag with saffron, white and green with a blue wheel in the center.
India.
India. It's a very special flag for me, and I always tear up when I hear the national anthem and see the flag.
I know how many spokes are on there.
Really? How many spokes are on there?
24.
All right. Was it supposed to be the original number of states?
No.
Yeah.
No? What is it supposed to? What does the 24 signify?
I'm not sure.
My dad told me that it was the original state.
Original number of states. Now we have many, many, many more. Okay, question number 8. Blue and white flag with the Star of David in the center. Blue and white flag with the Star of David. It's a six-pointed star in the center, blue star in the center. The country is currently in conflict with Palestinians, fighting with the Palestinians for land. Blue and white flag with the six-pointed Star of David in the center. It's currently in conflict with the Palestinians in the Middle East. In the Middle East. Okay, last clue. Everybody hands on their buzzers because this you'll get. It's a Jewish state. Jewish state. Which is a Jewish state? The only place which is, you can call a Jewish state. No? They speak Hebrew in there. No?
No.
No? Israel. Israel.
Oh, wow.
Israel. Okay. Question number 9. Flag that has a white cross on a blue background and 9 stripes of blue and white. Flag that has a white cross on a blue background and 9 stripes of blue and white. Country where you might see the Parthenon. Dedicated to the goddess Athena. Country where you might see the Parthenon dedicated to the goddess Athena.
Can you repeat the question?
Flag that has a white cross on a blue background on the side and 9 stripes of blue and white. Country where you might see the Parthenon dedicated to the goddess Athena.
What color is the background?
White, white and blue. Blue, white cross on a blue background. 9 stripes of blue and white. This should tell you which country would have the goddess Athena. There are boys sitting and listening to the show saying, "What? You don't know that?" Dedicated to the goddess Athena. No. Greece. Greek mythology. Greece. Okay. Question number 10. Last question. Flag with stripes of black and red and yellow belonging to the country that won World
Cup. Germany.
Oh, she did.
Germany.
Yes. Ooh, that was a close one. Okay. So that brings us to the end of the show and just time for our listener question. 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Blue, white and red flag with the cross of St. Patrick and the cross of St. George, also known as the Union Jack. Parents might need to help with this one. Also known as the Union Jack. Blue, white and red flag with the cross of St. Patrick and St. George on it. Also known as the Union Jack. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is the United Kingdom. And did I win the first question too?
No, dear. I wish. You won the second question. Okay. Congratulations. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is England.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush. I think the answer is United Kingdom.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aryan and my answer is the UK, United Kingdom.
Thank you, Aryan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sulagna and the answer is United Kingdom.
Thank you, Sulagna. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is Brad and I think the answer is Bara.
Is what? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Suti Garola and the answer is United Kingdom and my sister wants to talk.
Okay, go ahead, Suti sister. What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna, okay. And what's your answer, Anna?
United Kingdom.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria and I think the answer is United Kingdom.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha and I think the answer is United Kingdom.
Thank you, Aisha. And now for our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamali and the answer is United Kingdom.
What's your name again?
Shamali.
Shamali, what a lovely name. Welcome to the show. And Shamali has the last answer for our third listener question. This time the winner will be picked by Mamta. It's time for a break. Jeeja.
सवाल किए जा।